Since I get to introduce everybody, this should be fun. Anyway, Allie, who works for Judge McClure, is going to be our moderator, okay? And she has worked for the court two different times, and we're glad to have her back, okay? Apparently, my staff doesn't know to update my bio. This one is 100 years old. I guess they do it because I'm 100 years old, but this bio should be thrown out because I've done a few things since I worked in Bexar County. But I'm in my 23rd year on the bench, and I worked for Bexar County in the appellate section for 16 years. So that's me. Okay. I may or may not go in order here. All right. Judge Newell, you know who Judge Newell is. He has performed nicely and does it often. And yeah, and he lives in Houston or thereabout and is a great speaker and speaks all over the place. Bert.
Sometimes when people ask.
Yes, sometimes. I've known Bert a really long time, since my daughter, who's a prosecutor in Harris County, was a baby. So, and she's kind of old now. So I've known Bert a long time. Bert worked with me in the district attorney's office for a while, and he worked for the U.S. attorney's office. And then he was elected, and he served Bexar County for a while, and then he served the whole state by being a visiting judge, and now he's with us. And last but not least is Judge McClure. He is, he's been on the court since 22. We're glad to have him here. He often speaks now. Before his appointment by the governor, he presided over the 339th Judicial District Court in Harris County, and he also went quit it.
What?
No whispering. Forget it. He went to school in North Carolina, as did I, but he went to Chapel Hill. I went in Greensboro. He speaks often, and we are so pleased to have him with us on the court and here today. Thank you.
I'm
sure. Good morning. We made it. And I'm so glad y'all are here for this.
Thank you.
I really like judicial panels for many reasons, but being a practitioner, I think it's really great to see judges in an environment like this where you can hear about their pet issues, their pet peeves. So when you practice in front of the court, whether it's oral argument, whether you're filing a brief, you kind of know how to address the court based on the different judges' personalities. And I know there's nine, and there's nine big personalities. But this is a really great way for you to see four of them here today in action in a more casual setting. I've kind of broken this panel up into four groups. There's been a bit of debate on what's the sweet spot with panels, whether four is too many, whether two is too little. We're going to see how this goes today, and hopefully y'all get to know a little bit about all of the judges. I'm going to do right now is a lightning round to get to know the judges. I know Judge Hervey just introduced everybody, but what I want to do is go down the table and everyone say their name, the law school they went to, and how long they've been on the Court of Criminal Appeals bench. So go ahead, Judge Hervey.
I'm Barbara Hervey. I went to St. Mary's, and I'm in my 23rd year on the bench.
Jesse McClure. I went to UT for law school, and this is my third year on the bench. On this bench,
I have to do math. I've been on the bench since 2015. I went to UT Law. My name is Dave Newell.
I've been on the bench since 2015. I ran with Judge Newell, and I went to St. Mary's.
Okay, you can see just from that experiment that I just did, I had a specific list of questions, and you can see who answered it in the correct order. So I want to kind of talk about
I feel
about
seen and singled out at the same time.
What I want to do now is a lot of people, when they find out that I work for the court, they kind of want to know what a typical day looks like. And so I'm going to let our newest judge to the court, Judge McClure, kind of talk about a typical day on the court for him.
So I basically have two flavors of days. Because I live in Houston, I am only in Austin for basically 2 days a week. So Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays, it's just I do what all of you do. If you have kids at home, kind of get them off to wherever they need to be and then do a lot of reading. Our court meetings are at 9 o'clock on Tuesday mornings, and I leave my house at 3 a.m. on Tuesday mornings and drive to Austin and take a nap and then get ready for our conference and then spend the night and then do stuff the next day and then come back Wednesday night. So.